It's time for phenology. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And our climate discussion will be coming up later with Bob Gonzemius, but presently, let me tell you that my impression of the climate is that it is cool and spring has been delayed. And I'm recalling the early spring of 2012 and the late spring of 2013. And I have a number of events that normally take place at this time of the year whose evidence or whom I am unable to find evidence for. And those include things like, let's see, 2 days ago, the beaked hazel would have been blooming. That would be the average is the 8th of April for the beaked hazel and the 9th of April for the American hazel. And this year there is, I went out yesterday and I surveyed probably 50 different hazel bushes of both species and found absolutely no evidence of flowers coming. So I don't expect that we will see flowers anytime soon. I do have these dates though for the beaked hazel. The first flowers were seen on April 29th in 2013, and the American hazel, April 28th in 2013. In 2012, I saw the beaked hazel on the 19th of March and the American hazel on the 18th of March. So even though their averages are reversed by one day, in both those cases, the American hazel was the day before the beaked hazel in terms of its flowering date. And that, of course, could be just operator error. Another event that typically takes place this time of year, the speckled alder catkins usually yield pollen. And I was out yesterday and close observation, I even went to south-facing exposures where the aspect is absolutely unimpeded sunlight from the south on these plants. And on those plants, I saw a tiny bit of catkin distension, just the very least little bit. Normally, these catkins in winter are about an inch long, and I found two yesterday that might have been stretched out to, maybe an inch and a half. And they could have just been long catkins. I don't know. They weren't soft by any means, and they didn't look like they were anywhere close to flowering. Now, that typically, the average date for the first flower, that is, the first time that I can get pollen to release from the male flower on the speckled alder is the 2nd of April. In 2013, it was the 26th of April, and in 2012, it was the 18th of March. So quite a difference there over a month, and it's just the evidence I'm seeing right now, unless we get a really quick warm-up in the next week or so, I don't see a lot of evidence that we're going to have much in the way of beating out 2000. We may beat out 2013 for latest dates on a lot of these things. Another one that typically happens, well, yesterday is the average date for the first leaves to emerge above the ground on my rhubarb plants. Last year, it happened on the 7th of April, and in 2012, it happened on the 21st of March, and in 2013, it must have happened so late that I gave up looking because I don't have a date for that year, but I can tell you that walking past the snowy garden in my front yard where the rhubarb is, I would have had to dig through about 12 inches of snow in order to see if there were leaves emerging. So I'm quite confident that the rhubarb is probably safely below ground and waiting for warmer weather. Another event that takes place typically this time of year, in fact, the average date for the returning killdeer to northern Minnesota is March 30th. In 2013, it was April 10th, and in 2012, it was March 16th. I haven't seen a killdeer yet. I haven't had many reports of people seeing killdeer in northern Minnesota, and I don't really expect to see a killdeer myself today. I mean, that would be the latest. So today marks possibly the latest date for the return of the killdeer, and there's nothing in the weather that makes me think killdeer are going to show up today, but we'll see. Here's a happy note. On the 17th of April, on average, I have seen my first mosquito. And usually these are big, sort of lumbering mosquitoes that are kind of ineffective at biting and die readily. It's sort of like spring training where they're throwing you big, soft pitches and you can whack them out of the park. These mosquitoes typically show up, as I said, on the 17th of April. That would be a week from today. The 2013 date for first mosquitoes was only the 26th of April, which is not that far off. But in 2012, on a really early spring, they were here on the 21st of March. So a bit of a difference there. Let's see, what else have I got here that's worth looking at? Tamaracks. So the tamaracks break bud on average on the 20th of April. That's the average date for the first little dots of green that are going to form on the tamarack branches. Now, there's a chance that between today, which is the 10th, and the 20th, which will be, what, next Friday, a week from Friday, there is a chance that the tamaracks will actually break bud. I doubt very much that that chance will actually come to fruition, but we'll see. In 2013, tamaracks first broke bud on the 2nd of May, which is more like the date that the aspens will break leaf bud. But in 2013, that's when the tamaracks broke leaf bud, and they're typically 2 weeks ahead of, well, 10 days ahead of the aspens on average. In 2012, we had green dots of growth on the tamaracks on the 28th of March. So, and red maples. Average date for the flowers to bloom on the red maples is the 18th. That'll be a week and a day from today, next Wednesday. The 2013, it was not until the 8th of May. And in 2012, it was the 24th of March. I looked at maples yesterday, and they look as if they are not anywhere near blooming. And it goes on and on. Wood frog songs typically on the 13th of April, and 13 on the 30th of April, in 12 on the 21st of March. Red elderberries typically average the 15th for their bud burst. In 2013, it was May 8th. In 2012, it was the 22nd of March. It's just, it's going to be a cold, long, enduring spring, and we're just going to have to bear up because I don't expect a lot of these events to take place until pretty much the same dates that I was seeing for 2013. So I guess I would tell you to just kind of hang in there. And as far as local observations, I did see a crow a week ago carrying a bunch of nesting materials in its beak. And that's always a good sign. They're sort of gathering nesting materials, trying to persuade the females to begin to build the nest. I have seen some crossbills, red crossbills along the highway up north. Still have red poles at my feeder, white-breasted nuthatches, red-breasted nuthatches, blue jays, all of the woodpeckers, that is downy, hairy, red-bellied, pileated. And, that reminds me, the yellow-bellied sapsucker, which is a migratory woodpecker, should be here next Monday. The average date is the 16th of April in 2013. It didn't show up until the 22nd of April, and in 2010, it showed up on March 29th. I don't have a date for 2012 for the yellow-bellied sapsucker. That doesn't mean they didn't show up. And flickers, if I didn't mention flickers already, they should be here on Thursday this week. That would be their average. The earliest they ever showed up was in 2012 on the 24th of March, and the latest was on the 25th of April in, you guessed it, 2013. So keep your eyes open, be alert, be observant, and if any of these events has transpired at your house, celebrate. They're all good signs of spring. Oh, and send the notice along. I'd like to hear from you if you've got something to report. Thanks.